Nature Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
I'm much too young to go abroad to teach and preach the word of God, but I can show, I know it's true, quite simply by the things I do. The people in my neighborhood will judge the gospel bad or good by how I act at work and play, and not just on the Sabbath day. I'll take my friend to church with me, where I will act with dignity. My reverence and my happy face will tell him it's a sacred place. In everything I do, he'll see I am what I profess to be. Then when the elders find his door, he'll say,
Last week, we talked about a woman who had been very sick for 12 years. She had been to many doctors, but they could not help her. One day, she saw Jesus surrounded by many people. She believed that she would be healed just by touching his clothing. She walked through the crowd and touched his clothing. She was healed immediately. Jesus turned around and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" The woman was afraid. She knelt in front of the Savior and said that she had touched him. Jesus told her that her faith in him had made her well. We also read about the time that a Pharisee asked the Savior to come to his house and eat with him. A woman who had many sins lived in the city. She knew that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. She wanted to do something special for Jesus. She knelt and washed the Savior's feet with her tears. Then she dried his feet with her hair and kissed them. She put sweet-smelling oil on them, too. The Pharisee knew that the woman had done many things that were wrong. He thought that Jesus should not have let the woman touch him. The Savior knew what the Pharisee was thinking. He told the Pharisee that the woman had done more to care for him than the Pharisee had. The Pharisee had not given Jesus water to wash his feet or oil for his head, as was often done for guests. Jesus told the Pharisee that the woman's sins were forgiven because she loved the Savior and had faith in him. Jesus told the woman to go in peace.
As I have loved you, love one another.
Today we are going to talk about two more miracles that Jesus performed here on earth. Each one teaches us something a little bit different about the Savior and about what we need to know to return to live with our Heavenly Father. Please turn to chapter 27, Doing His Father's Work, on page 67, and read along with us.
On a Jewish feast day, the Savior went to the pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem. People thought that when the water in the pool moved, the first person to step in the water would be healed.
Jesus saw a man near the pool who had been unable to walk for 38 years. It was the Sabbath.
Jesus asked the man if he wanted to be healed. The man said he could not be healed because he could never get to the water first.
Jesus told the man, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." The man was immediately healed.
Many Jewish people believed that it was a sin to do miracles on a Sabbath. They wanted to kill Jesus.
Jesus answered that he was doing on the Sabbath only what his Father would do.
What did the people believe about the pools of Bethesda?
They believed that when it moved, the first person who got in the pool would be healed.
Why did the man in this story believe that he couldn't be healed?
Because he couldn't walk. Because he couldn't get into the pool first.
What did Jesus ask the man?
Do you want to be healed?
How do you think the man felt about the chance to be healed after so much time?
Wonderful.
Yes. Did he end up stepping into the pool?
No.
Then how was he healed?
By the power of the priesthood.
By Jesus.
What did Jesus do?
He healed him and told him to rise, take up thy bed, and walk.
Many people believe that the power to heal came from the pool. Where did it really come from?
Heavenly Father's priesthood.
Not every good thing works out like we expect it to. What are some of the many different ways that Heavenly Father has blessed you in your life?
He has blessed me that I have been born to a family who believes in the gospel.
This story also teaches us about the Sabbath day. Why is the Sabbath day so special?
Because you get to go to church and learn.
Because it's a resting day.
We need to do what Heavenly Father wants us to do and not what we want to do.
It's a day dedicated to the Lord.
Exactly. Some people felt that it wasn't right for Jesus to heal the man on the Sabbath day. How did Jesus respond to this?
He said that he was doing only what his Father would do.
What are some things that we can do on the Sabbath day to show that it is a special day?
Go to church.
You could read the scriptures.
You can pray.
You can fast.
We could take the sacrament.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the time that the Savior healed a man on the Sabbath day. Turn with us to chapter 28, Jesus Feeds 5,000 People, on page 69, as we read about Jesus multiplying the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
Some friends of John the Baptist told Jesus that John had been killed by the king.
When Jesus heard this, he went to a place near the Sea of Galilee to be alone.
Many people knew where he was. More than 5,000 people followed him there, hoping that he would teach them.
Jesus taught them many things. It was time to eat. But most of the people did not have any food. His disciples wanted Jesus to send the people to the nearest villages to buy food.
Jesus told the disciples to see if anyone had brought food. They found a boy who had 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish.
Jesus told all the people to sit down. He blessed the bread and the fish and broke the food into pieces.
The disciples gave the food to the people. There was more than enough for everyone.
Why did Jesus want to be alone at the beginning of this story?
Because John the Baptist had died.
Why had John the Baptist been so special to Jesus?
Because he was his friend.
Because he was his cousin.
Because he baptized him.
Exactly. Who here or at home has ever been sad for any reason?
I have.
Mm-hmm. What do you normally feel like doing when you are sad?
Sitting in the closet.
Praying or crying.
Ask to be comforted.
Do you think it might have been hard for Jesus to teach the people while he was feeling so sad?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why did he do it then?
Because he loved all the people.
How can being kind and doing nice things for other people help you when you are sad?
It helps us to think of other people, not just ourselves.
After Jesus started teaching the people, he realized that they were hungry. How did the disciples want to solve the problem?
They wanted to send them to a nearby village to buy food.
Jesus didn't want the people to have to leave. So what did he tell the disciples to do?
Find someone who had food.
How many people do you think 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish could feed?
Maybe 20.
My guess was 5.
20.
15.
Once Jesus took the food, what did he do before he gave it to the people?
He blessed it.
After Jesus blessed the food, how many people did the 5 loaves and the 2 fish feed?
5,000 people.
Tell me the stories of Jesus. I love to hear things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories of Jesus. Tell them to me. Oh, let me hear how the children stood round his knee. I shall imagine his blessings resting on me. Words full of kindness, deeds full.
As we have read and discussed the stories about the life of the Savior, we have learned about many of his miracles. It is important to think about the reasons why Jesus performed miracles. What lessons was he trying to teach? What did he want us to learn as we read about his power? Most of all, how should these lessons affect our lives? We all will find those answers for ourselves as we pray for help in better understanding the Savior's miracles. We can start by thinking about our own lives. During the next week, think about the miracles in your life that you have seen. It could be the miracle of having such a wonderful family, or it could be the miracle of gaining a testimony of Jesus. The more you think about the blessings that you've been given, the more you'll realize that miracles are happening all around us. Make a list of a few of your most special miracles and share them with your parents or primary leader. Next week, we will talk about some of your personal miracles. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 29, Jesus Walks on Water, and chapter 30, The Bread of Life.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
If you would like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they are ready. If you would like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.